Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial. Hello.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. It's 2022.
I'm so excited, you guys. It's been so long. What was it, like October when we recorded last?
Yeah.
That's
it's
terrible.
Been really long.
That is pitiful.
It's life.
It is. Know? We've been busy.
Yeah.
Doing all of the things. All of the things. But I hope everybody's been good. I hope you guys had a good New Year's. What'd you do for New Year's?
What did I do for New Year's? Damn. I can't remember. What did I do?
Girl, I don't know because I don't know what I did.
I know I brought it in at the house with the... Oh, you say you know what you did.
I don't know what I did.
Oh, I don't remember. I really cannot remember. But I do know that I brought it in with the kids at home and my other half. So, I think we were just here chilling. I really don't remember. I think we did do some... No! Yeah, no, that was Sasha's birthday. Okay, yeah. I don't know what I did, y'all. Sorry. It's crazy because I feel like it was just January and we should know.
We should know this.
But so much stuff has done. And mm-hmm. I gotta say, it's like you've been working on your voice, even though I know you haven't, but it's not like you should be like on one of them shows.
That's just because I've been smoking these vapes and I gotta, my sinuses has been acting up.
Because it's like real life.
So it's real sultry.
Yeah, it's like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, no, that's not for real. That's, congestion and smoking these vapes. That's all that is. Because that's a new bad habit that I picked up. The little portable ones. What's wrong?
I'm trying to make sure I'm still recording.
Oh, Lord. Well, hell. Look, if anything. How about
I think
that?
It is.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just not going, but right here it is.
Okay.
But it should be going, huh?
I guess. I don't know. Shouldn't it be moving? It ain't moving.
That's what I thought.
Okay, well, technical difficulties. Y'all know that we are not technologically inclined. We struggle with this very much.
Y'all should have saw us before we even started.
Okay.
We spent the whole it was 40 damn near, right minutes.
Damn near an hour here playing with these computers and stuff, trying to get this stuff together. Mics. I just,
Okay. Where is Gator when we need him?
Right. And he needs to come be our engineer, for real. I haven't talked to him in a minute, though.
Yeah. Shout out to them. What's their podcast called again?
Down Five.
Yeah.
Are they still doing it?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything from them in a minute.
I haven't seen anything from a lot of people. It's like people just starting back to get in the groove.
Yeah.
But you know.
I mean, we've been going through a lot. It's still a panorama outside.
Yeah.
And like, so I had COVID for Christmas. That was fun.
Yeah. I had COVID for the second time.
You got it again?
Mm-hmm. I just had it in, I want to say January. I had it.
Ew. Yep. That is ghetto.
The kids had it, and then I don't know if they gave it to me or what. It was
mild.
Yeah, this time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm vaccinated, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it wasn't as bad. Yeah. But I kind of, some symptoms that I didn't have the first time, I had them this time. It was real ghetto.
Yeah. Because Peanut got it first, and mm-hmm. then Zay got it,
mm-hmm.
and then I got it.
And then you got it.
And you know, his birthday is 2 days before Christmas, so we were quarantined the entire time. They were on break. There was no, like, festivities. There was no Christmas gatherings.
No nothing.
There was no nothing. And so I was still in quarantine for New Year's. That's why I didn't do anything. That's why I'm like, I don't remember what I was doing for New Year's, but that's why. Yeah. I was at home.
It's crazy. I remember when I had talked to you, but you had got a negative. Remember?
Right. And then it was like 3 days later, like three, 4 days later, and then it was like positive.
A lot of times when it's not detected right away, it's because you tested too early. You know, Rona, big Rona do his own thing.
I'm just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah.
So, okay, that's what you was doing for New Year's.
Nothing.
Happy New Year, everybody. We hope y'all brought it in safe with loved ones. And had a great New Year. Started off with a bang. Me and Simone hit the ground running this year.
I'm telling you, I've literally been moving nonstop.
Yeah, same here. I literally, y'all, just showed her my mallet sheet. Yeah, it's crazy.
Running and running and running.
Mm-hmm. So, how was Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was quiet.
Okay.
It was me, a bottle of rosé, and some strawberries in my bed.
Okay.
In a robe.
Period. It sounds real sexy on Valentine's Day.
Real sexy for me, myself, and I. Okay.
And comfortable.
Honestly, I didn't even feel like it was Valentine's Day. And the crazy thing is y'all know I always say I hate Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's just me because it's trash. Mm-hmm. But the last year and this year have changed, like, my whole perspective. Like, I don't even care. Like, I was just... I realized that me hating Valentine's Day was because I had niggas that didn't know what the fuck they were doing for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So...
So this year, did that change?
I didn't do nothing. But I didn't expect anything. Yeah, I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything, and I was just kind of like, I mean, it's just another fucking day. Mm-hmm. Especially since it was on Monday.
Yeah, it was on Monday, and everybody had to work. I had to work, too.
So...
I did have a good Valentine's Day, though.
That's good.
You know, I did. So...
That is good.
So, I mean, I just feel like it's another day. Especially if you're in a relationship, and your loved one, your partner, shows you... that you're appreciated every fucking day.
Then it's not necessary. It's just a reason to spend money.
Yeah. So, that's how I feel too.
So, what's in store for 2022? What we doing? What we working on? What?
Well, for one, we gonna be consistent, y'all, with our podcast. We gotta start there. We gotta hold ourselves accountable.
Okay, so. We got to get it. We have to find a schedule that works. And that's the thing. Now, I've never been like, I got to put that on my calendar person.
Yeah.
But now, if I don't put it on my calendar, I'm absolutely not going to remember.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget, or I'm going to double book myself and somebody getting canceled on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
So bad.
Yeah. I just feel like being consistent with everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's my main goal for 2022 is consistency. Like, in finishing what you start.
Amen to that. Which, okay, so I'm telling y'all this because I need y'all to hold me accountable. So I have one friend who sends me random periodic texts. I love Marlena for that. Thank you. I told her that I was working on this financial literacy course that I'm creating. It's going to be like an online platform to teach people. It's like a class. You just like go through it, like little videos.
Like a click module.
Yeah, like a little module, right? So I've been saying I said originally last year that I wanted to have it done by March.
Okay.
Ask me how much work I've done.
Okay, so what's the goal now?
So the goal now is June.
Okay.
And I still have done no work, but I'm telling you guys so y'all can hold me accountable.
We're going to hold she accountable, y'all. She going to get this platform out here. And we're going to all take the course. Okay. How about that?
Right.
We're putting it in.
I did. So that, I finished my certification for Certified Financial Literacy Educator.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
I
awesome.
Am certified for that in addition to everything else. And I'm actually working on another license, believe it or not.
Good. You got this. Get license everywhere.
I know.
You got this. That's awesome.
But yeah, so that's consistency is the word for 2022. And I'm back in the gym.
Yeah. I'm going to start the gym tomorrow.
I gained all this weight back. But I think this go around, I'm more so focusing on
how... lifestyle change?
Yeah, and how I feel versus just trying to get the scale to move.
Yeah. Because
really before that was all it was about. I just wanted to...
That was for me too. And maybe that's why...
So this time I'm focusing... And I did a lot of cardio and stuff before. So I'm focusing more on weights now and... just trying to eat more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like cutting... everything out because then I feel deprived.
Yeah,
but it worked.
Yeah, no, I get
the
it.
Weight came off. It worked, so I'm just like,
yeah.
I guess.
But now it's just like in moderation.
Yeah,
but don't cut yourself.
Correct.
Because then it'll just go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying. I agree. I'm trying to do that.
I agree. So yeah, consistency for 2022. We're gonna finish what we're starting, and we're gonna stay consistent in every goal. For me, I just got a promotion again, so I'm happy about that. You know, your girl price just keep going up.
Keeps going up.
Thank you to the Lord Jesus. I'm very, very thankful and humble about that. I wasn't expecting it. So when it was brought to me, it kind of was like...
And that's good because you always be like, I'm going to... Like, you make the moves.
Yeah.
You be like, I'm going to do this, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, and you'll elevate yourself. Mm-hmm. But for them to, like, come in and be like, hey...
Yep.
This what we doing.
And what's crazy is I was telling, I was just, I've been praying. I was just like, Lord, order my steps because I had got an offer with WellStar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, should I go back there? I really don't know, you know. I mean, you know, I'm all about being happy where you work. And I'm not saying I wasn't there. I love the crew. But also, you know, I go where the money resides.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, your girl needs to be doing good. Great. So, with what they came with, and all, I was just like, damn, that's nothing but a blessing. Because I was just, you know, thinking about going back to WellStar. So, mm-hmm. I really, you know, like I said, it was out the blue. It made my day. Like, it made my whole month. It still made my month. But I definitely have hit the ground running with work. So, I've been very, 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 very busy with work and traveling a lot for work. So, that's been tiring. Been dealing with the kids, making sure they're good. You know, being a mom always come first. Mm-hmm. You know, these raggedy-ass kids that we love so much. I was so upset because, so, you know, I haven't been out like that. Like, I literally, y'all, we hang out all the time, all that. Like, I literally work. It's like I'm a like a child. You eat, sleep, shit. I work, eat, sleep, shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
And wake up and do the shit all over again.
And do the shit all over again. Like, it's like you have no time. So, I do need to find that balance again. Like,
you got to make time for yourself.
Yeah. I need to find that. And I'm not talking about just going to get my nails done. No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, hanging with the girls.
And let's actually having.
Let's you know, bounce ideas off each other. Let's, you know what I mean? Because it's like sometimes you feel, you know, I love my home. I've never been a homebody. And now that I am, like, I love it. But at the same time, I'm missing that.
The being out. Yeah. And just interacting with other
the
people.
The sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I need that.
You gotta
back.
Have balance.
Yeah, Sasha had invited me to brunch, and I was supposed to go with her on Friday. Woke up, happy as shit, about to drop these motherfucking kids off at school. Y'all, my daughter had a fever, and my son, his throat was hurting. I said, what the devil is a liar? So, I had to work from home, keep them home. I made sure that it was not COVID, thank God it wasn't, but mm-hmm. it was like some little bug or something going around, so... Yep. I wasn't able to do that. And honestly, it takes a lot for me to get up the muscle to even move to want to go out. So, because I wanted to, I was kind of excited about it. And then it was like, wah, wah. So, whatever. And then the next thing that I'm trying to do is buy me a new car. So, yeah.
What car are you plotting on now?
I'm going to tell you offline because I'm probably going to get it Friday.
So. Friday?
So I don't want nothing, you know, nothing in the atmosphere to stop that.
I'm not with you.
Yes.
I'm keeping mine because I paid that bitch off.
Yay!
So I'm going to keep it for a minute.
You should, because remember, you was thinking about getting a new car.
I was. And I'm going to keep it for a minute.
No, that's the best.
Right. And then I'm going to do the house thing. And then once I do that, then I'll go get my car.
And see, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Did the house thing.
And now it's time for the car.
Yeah. So...
But yes, yay. So yeah, we're gonna be consistent, y'all. Consistent.
Consistent.
And working on all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been really good. I can say that I'm in possibly one of the best places, like mentally, emotionally, financially, like that I've been in a really, really long time. Like, I have no stress. My anxiety ain't crazy. I mean, it's still, you know, doing what the fuck it does because it's annoying. But it's not like debilitating to the point where it's impacting my day-to-day life.
Good.
So, like, I'm happy, like, genuinely. Like, I wake up, everything's cool. I just move and go. And I'm the opposite. You don't be out. I have to be out for work to meet people.
Yeah.
So, it's like, that's draining for me. Like, I want to be at home in my bed.
Yeah.
Y'all know I like to sleep.
Right. And that's your comfort.
Yes.
Yeah, see, you know me. I've always been a social butterfly.
I be like, home. So, I ain't got to talk to people. I can just do my thing. So now it's like my social battery is drained because I have to, like, connect and interact and be bubbly and outgoing. So people are drawn to me.
Right.
To make it, you know, easier
and
to do
it. And it's crazy because now that, like I love being at home. Like, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, I don't even want to go to the store around the corner. You know what I mean? Like, I'm serious. Like, I'd be like, okay, I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to go around the corner.
Like, enough is enough.
Yeah, so I definitely feel like, you know, I need to turn that up a notch again.
You'll get out there. It'll little by little. You just got to find some balance.
And then, too, because I'd be so damn tired from work. Yeah. And then dealing with them kids.
Yep.
And then, you know, having to balance your love life, your work life, relationship life.
You're getting pulled in all these different directions. Yeah. But you have to find time. You can't do all of that if you don't make time for you.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to have something to give. Yeah. And if you run out, mm-hmm. you have nothing to give.
That's true.
So you have to fill your cup.
Yeah.
And if that means, you know, going out, hanging out, whatever's going to make you feel energized.
Yeah.
So you can keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So what's up with this? With our bullshit chain and shenanigans?
Let's get into these shenanigans, honey. Okay. So first and foremost, I just want to say, before we get to the good shit, like, I want to talk about the petty shit.
Okay.
This whole, like, the baby thing.
The baby.
And Danny Lay.
Danny Lay. First of all, them on live, he was wrong as fuck for that. Did we talk about that?
I don't know. I don't know, but he was.
I don't know. No, we didn't.
I don't think we did.
No,
because
that was, yeah. So,
but I'm sick of him.
He was wrong for that. Let's say that for one. You know, come on now. She had her leaky titties on, like, come on, why would you do that?
Not
like,
her leaky titties.
Like, the milk was coming out. Like, come on. But, wait, who are you talking about was wrong? DaBaby for jumping him?
I'm just like, what is going on?
I just feel like he always into some shit.
Right. Like, why is it
and
always...
I feel like because he's not held accountable a lot of times, maybe. Maybe he has. I don't know. I don't keep up with that type of shit.
Me
but
either.
I do feel like he needs to be held accountable.
Like, y'all really in the bowling alley fighting.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
And not only that, like, he was by himself.
Why this
you,
is... Right.
Why
this
you,
is,
you could have just did it yourself.
You and your homeboys.
Like...
Just ghetto.
Yeah. Now you're banned. Now he's suing you. Now you're stupid.
But, I mean, I just... The whole him suing him thing, I mean, he talked a whole lot
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, he did talk a lot of shit. I don't know why he's suing him. Because he said on site when I see you. Okay, it was on site. It should have been just them, but...
Right. But you talked a whole
I
lot
think
of
because
shit.
The media has amped him up.
Right.
So now he's like, oh, I'm gonna get this nigga money.
Yeah.
And give it to my sister for the baby. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, he, that was, I don't know. I just feel like it's always some shit.
It's fucking shenanigans. Like, literally. Because
what he, don't he always get, like,
he's always in some shit. Like, yeah. He always in some shit. Like, didn't he, like.
And, like, what are you teaching your daughters?
Right.
To be, have a man like you? Like, I'm confused. Mm. So they leaky titties can be on social media when they have a baby? Like.
Right, like, how would you feel like, if somebody did that to your child? Right. Or if, you know.
Right.
How would you feel? Yeah. He would be ready to fight.
Facts. Yeah, I don't like it.
Anyways.
Yeah. Fuck him. But we are having a baby.
We having a baby, y'all.
And no, it's not me and C.
No.
It's our good sis. Rihanna.
I'm so excited for her.
She looks the fuck good.
She really does.
She has just a sex appeal about her, even pregnant. You know what I mean?
And like, I wish, I aspire, well, I don't aspire because I'm never getting pregnant again, but.
Never say never.
Huh?
You don't know.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm. I'm good. But no, like, I was never that person, like, pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
Where you still get dressed and you still feel sexy, you still feel mm-hmm. cute. Like, no.
I was only that person.
I was hiding.
I was that person for, with Ethan a couple, just a little bit. And then with Coda after 7 months, like, I dressed up type shit.
Oh. Yeah. At the end?
Yeah. Because then I wasn't sick.
Oh, okay.
I was sick as fuck with him at the beginning. I threw up every day for 7 months straight.
Oh.
Yeah. It was horrible. Ew, just thinking about pregnancy. Throwing like, up.
No, thank
like,
you.
I would love to have another little baby, but I don't want to throw up. And I don't want to have leaky titties.
Like, why does it have to come with all of this extra bullshit? Okay. Like, can't the baby just show up?
Right.
The baby just show up, please.
Yeah. Just come on out. Right. Without the contractions.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But shout out to everybody who's pregnant, because it seems like a lot of people are always pregnant, so.
Not a lot of people always pregnant.
Have you noticed that? When one person pregnant, then everybody pregnant?
I think it's still the pandemic, because ain't nobody else got shit to do.
Yeah, that's true, because people ain't working. Because we still getting lousy.
Y'all just fucking.
Service. Yeah.
That's it. Mm. Ain't nobody working. Everybody fucking.
ain't nobody. You, we can make a song. Ain't nobody working, everybody fucking. Ain't nobody working, everybody fucking. What you said? Ain't nobody working, everybody fucking. Ain't nobody working, everybody fucking. Peanut butter jelly.
Look, you could probably could make that shit. Put you it on could. YouTube. It's gonna be a hit. Watch.
On TikTok. And make a dance. Oh, you know it's gonna go viral.
Popping. So speaking of TikTok, this is way like in the rabbit hole. But I have fallen into the TikTok universe, y'all.
They be having some good shit on there.
They really do.
If you just laying in bed and you
that got I shit find to myself, I'll look up and it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm sitting here scrolling on TikTok like, bitch, go to sleep.
Go to fucking sleep. God.
What are you doing?
Because you can find some good shit, restaurants, all type of stuff you've never seen before.
It's crazy.
I'm like I don't make videos and shit.
I don't
like,
make none either.
Because my kids got an account on my phone, I be looking at all type of shit. I'm like, oh yeah, this is dope. It should be hella funny.
Right. That'd be me in the middle of the night laughing. Mm-hmm. Loud as hell. And the kids be like giving me the side eye, like, girl, it ain't that funny.
Okay.
But it is. Mind your business.
That is funny. But yeah, so congratulations to Rihanna. That's gonna be a pretty baby.
It is.
Cause he's pretty for a male.
He pretty? Is he?
Yeah.
I never looked at that man's face like that, for real.
Let me pull it up. Cause he looked like a woman.
He's beautiful. I know he's got really nice skin though. Like his skin looks good.
Let me show you.
Ask him what kind of products.
What's his name? ASAP Rocky? Why he named himself that?
I need to find out what kind of skincare products he's using because his skin is
like, look at him. Then that's what I mean. Like, skin, look right there. Okay. Yes, bitch. Yes. That's how he's looking on. You know what I mean?
I mean,
he looking
like. Yeah.
It's looking real, like, girl like. Like, look.
It's real sensual. Mm-hmm. He's a cutie, though.
Yeah, he is. I think that baby gonna be pretty.
They're gonna have a pretty baby.
Wow, he got Rihanna pregnant.
Right, like his, congratulations, right. Sir.
Like, sir,
you deserve a medal.
Your semen made it.
Like, you deserve a medal.
Do you know what your sperm
you're the chosen is? One.
You're chosen.
Period.
I mean, you ain't Beyonce chosen, but you chose. She's right under.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She right there.
Yep.
But yeah, speaking of people being pregnant. I literally, before we started recording, I opened Instagram and it's like, Kiki Wyatt is pregnant. Bro, how many kids does she have?
Probably 27.
Like, I feel like she's always pregnant.
Yeah, but her pussy should be like, no. Girl, it should be saying like, it should have like a block wall where it doesn't allow any cum. All the cum just
we
drips.
We tired, sis. Yeah. We tired.
I know it's time to stretch it.
We don't want to do this no more.
Like, it's so crazy.
Mentally, I always wonder how people with that many kids are staying.
Not it said Nick Cannon.
Him too. He needs to stop.
So she has 8, so this would be her 9th.
Damn.
How old is she?
That's too many fucking kids. I have 2 and it's too many.
Right. Shit, 1 is too many.
Like, shut up. Everybody like, shut real. Up.
Shit, a godchild and no kids is too many.
And they have little. She got like babies.
Cause she do?
Cause she just had a baby.
Interesting.
Like maybe what, a year ago?
Oh, she's 39 years old. Okay, so you know what I've been seeing? A lot of women, older women, have been getting pregnant. Have you noticed that? And what's her name who just had one?
Who?
Model?
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. I wonder, did she have a surrogate though?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think she had it.
I don't know.
But I mean, them still was her eggs, probably.
Yeah, but these how eggs, old is she?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. These eggs, they are with lasting.
What kind of preservatives are y'all using
They're
in these
holding
eggs?
Up. They're really holding up.
Because,
But yeah. I just feel like that's just too many kids.
It is. Like, I can't
Can
take
you
it.
Share that much love?
Listen, I'm going to be sharing cuss words because y'all are getting the fuck on my nerves. I'm not. No.
No, but seriously, like, think about our grandpa. Like, she going back in the day with it. Right. You know, my grandfather, his mama had, like, I think 10, 15
Same
kids.
Same thing. Yeah. My grandpa had hella kids.
Yeah.
Or his mom.
His mom. Yeah, kids. They got hella kids. So, like, damn. How much? That's crazy. Women. I mean, we're just masterpieces. I get that. But, like, can you share that much love?
I don't want to. Can you? I'm sure you can, because they're you. They're a part of you. You're going to love them regardless, but do I want to? No. Do I want to deal with 9 different personalities? No. Absolutely not.
That's crazy.
I barely want to deal with my own. Plus the 2? No, that's too many people.
Right.
Too many wants, needs. No. And Nick Cannon, too. Like, he needs to...
But I think he said, like, okay, you know what...
Cause like what I don't know what bug bit him in the ass to where he was just like, we just
about oh
to,
you get a child you get a
we
child
we just
you
about
get
to spread these seeds right. Goddammit, everybody gets one yeah. Like
and
what?
I just don't think like that's cute, like it's not okay, like I don't care how much money you have,
right? Cause we know that you can take care of them. That's not the point.
The point is you just coming at all these bitches.
I just out here.
Yeah, like damn. And then how are you trying to get Mariah back? He done did all that.
Mariah ain't coming back, child. He got too much baggage now. You got Mariah all these said, fucking kids. She's Mariah, like, I'm not dealing with you, all your kids, or your baby mamas. Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely not. Mariah said, fuck that.
Get the fuck ASAP. Child. Okay. So what else? Really? You know what's crazy? Is that I have been, you know, I go through my social media spurts, right? So sometimes I will be on social media and I'll pop in and then I'll pop out. And then I pop in and then I'm here. But I've been deleting the apps from my phone, so I don't be knowing what's going on. People be calling me, telling me all kinds of shit. And I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, like yesterday. So my friend Kayla called me and she was like, Twitter's in an uproar because this girl was
Amaretta, the Atlanta thing.
Yeah, everybody's all upset about that.
And I'm like, why? It's a song. It's her crap.
Like, and I'm like, rappers
talk about shit all cares. The time. Right.
Who cares?
Right. Who cares about what part of Atlanta you're from? Who gives a fuck? Let her.
But it was kind of funny that she's talking all this shit like, oh, Atlanta, but you're at the Battery.
I think because that's where the Braves is and because they had Braves stuff, but, right?
But, no, they had on Falcons things at the Braves Stadium.
Oh. I gotta watch the video. But I like Amaretta. I fuck with her because I like her music.
I'm just like, what? Who cares? Like, y'all so mad.
They were mad about it?
Yeah, it's like Twitter is just like upset. Everybody's in an uproar. Like, leave people alone.
But why? Who cares?
It's the greater.
Because my thing is, if you know where you're from, like, okay. Like, why is it such a big issue? It's just Atlanta. Why everybody... That's the problem. Everybody and their mama want to be from Atlanta.
Like, stop.
Because that's the problem. Why else would you be mad? Mm-mm. Or were you talking about they were mad because she was at the...
Just all of it. They were mad because she was saying what she was saying. They were mad because she at the Braves Stadium. They mad. They just mad, honey. Just mad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. I don't know. She ain't paying nobody bills.
Okay, because she ain't paying no bills over here. So I really don't give 2 shits what she got going on. Who's from Atlanta? Who's not? Where you move to? Where you move from? Doesn't matter. Don't care. I just can't. But yeah, I don't have anything else in terms of current events. Besides, oh, so Joe Biden giving out crack pipes?
I saw that. Then you saw they had to come back and be like, no. No, that's what it said.
That's not what we said. Mm-hmm. Y'all took that and ran.
And ran with it.
We didn't say that now.
They did say that.
You did.
They did say that.
Giving out crack pipes.
Lord. They definitely did say that.
But I mean, I understand it because they have like different places that do give out like clean like needles and stuff to drug users and stuff like that, because you want to make sure that they're not spreading
the
things. Like spreading diseases. They want to keep people safe as much as possible. So I understand it. It's a public health issue. I get it.
Yeah. But I think it was just the delivery.
Right.
That shit was hella funny. It's not funny, but it was funny. You know what I mean? Well, shedding some light, Stacey Abrams is running again for governor.
They better not rob her ass this time.
Because they damn sure did it last time. So that was good. And then Keisha, you know, she's on CNN now.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I don't pay attention to anything.
I've just been watching the news.
I don't even do that. I be watching Criminal Minds.
Yeah, so... that's going on. And then we just shedding light on ourselves for all the good things that we have and are accomplishing. And I'm glad you're in a great space. That means the world to me.
No, don't start. You're gonna make me cry.
It really does. I love to see you thriving in your element.
Stop it.
You know, that's where those creative thoughts come into play. Yeah. So that's for awesome. Sure. I'm glad to see you like that.
So let's get to the get down, y'all. Let's get into this segment. Okay, so what sparked this for me, I'm in this group on Facebook, Black Single Millennial and Degreed, right? And they be talking hella shit. But somebody posted and was just like, your breakup process. It was like, okay, so like, what do you do? Like, how does this look for you? So you're dealing with somebody, you've been in a relationship or a situationship or whatever kind of ship you was on, and it ends.
And it sunk. The ship sunk.
Like the motherfucking Titanic.
Oh, God. Okay.
So how do you process this? Like, what do you do? And then it got me to thinking, and I'm like, okay, because a lot of people will do, you know, different things. But I think the first thing is like knowing when to exit, right? So what do you think? Like, what are cues? And it's like, okay.
It'd be a lot of red flags that you ignore. But I feel like when you know when it's time to go, everybody know when they had enough. You know what I mean? Like, you could put up with so much, but then when it's like, okay, enough is enough. In my heart and in my mind, because your heart and your mind has to be made up together. Your heart can't be feeling one way and your mind feeling another way. So I feel like when they're made up together, you know it's time to go.
That's good. I like that because that's very true. That is very true. Because
something can be pulling at your heart and then your mind is like, well, no, but this. But your heart is like, no, I'm still in it. But then when your heart and your mind is made up together,
It's easier to just make that exit.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I've had enough.
So have you ever had anybody, so say, okay, you decided, like, okay, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this anymore. I want this to be over. Mm-hmm. So you tell this person, you communicate that to them, and they say no.
Mm-hmm. I've had it, you know, plenty of times. My heart and my mind be on the same page all the time anyway. I'm going to it being like,
One foot out, but she's not even in the door all the way, first of all.
This is my first time yes, with both feet in the door.
It is.
I know. And it's my first time being emotional with this relationship. So
that's good for you. That's growth. Don't do that.
I don't like being too emotional, but yeah, you know. So yeah, when somebody says no and you try to end things again, I feel like if your heart is still feeling bad, then you're gonna be like, okay, you're gonna give in, or if your heart is like, bitch, I'm done, but your mind is like, bitch, I need a little bit more of this, like whatever they're giving you, if it's monetary, if it's gifts, if it's whatever, then you're gonna be like, I'm gonna put up with it a little bit longer with that no shit. But when your mind and your heart together and they be like, no, you're gonna be like, no. Feel like
the audacity. The fuck you mean no?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just how niggas is.
No.
What you mean? We ain't breaking up. Yes, it ain't gonna never end. Yes. It ain't over till I say it over. Oh, okay, that's cute. I'ma pack my shit and go.
Okay. Or I'm gonna head out. Yours.
So I just feel like you gotta know within your heart and your mind. Cause even when a lot of times shit you'll be done thinking you done made up, your heart and mind are not on the same page. And when that person is like, no, or they say something to make you feel bad, you gonna feed into the shit.
Yeah.
I've seen that plenty of times.
Okay. So that's, I'm running through a timeline here. Okay. So you realize what time it's time to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you tell them that you want to go and then they say no. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we've gotten past that. We've overcome that objection. Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna hold me hostage. I'm getting the fuck.
Okay.
So then, because I feel like that's like a lead into some mess.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be mess. Yeah. Like, if you say,
it's going to be petty.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be like that. I've never. Let me.
Girl, thank you for you speak.
Let me collect my thoughts. I was going to say, I've never had like a really messy breakup, but I don't think it was like really messy, but it was it did get a little ugly.
I feel like I had a very ugly divorce, and then I had like that breakup was pretty, but I mean we good now. But I've had a petty ass breakup where I ended up in jail.
See,
because we was fighting and shit. I didn't want to end up in jail. I'm like, when the motherfuckers came, it wasn't even my fault. I mean, I'm saying, like, it wasn't my fault that we went to jail. It was because another girl said she wanted to press charges. And so that's why they took us.
Well.
And I was so young. You know what I mean? And now let me see. Other stuff that's been petty. I mean, I feel like petty shit is like somebody like, oh, I brought you this, so I'm going to take it back.
That's my thing. Okay, so that was another question. Like, do you get return gifts?
Fuck no. It ain't no Indian giver around here. Bitch, you gave this to me when we was together. Bitch, I'm keeping it. No.
But what if it's
because like, I don't want shit back that I gave your stupid ass. I might break it. You know what I mean?
Now, can't nobody have it. Bitch.
You know, I might throw it at your head. You know what I mean? Be like, I was trying to give it to you, you know, but on the low, trying to break the shit. But, you know.
So, no, but what if it's like a recent gift? So, say the breakup is initiated and then, like, something happens. Like, we're in the midst of a breakup. Like,
honestly.
Right now. And then, say, we're in the midst of a breakup. Valentine's Day comes around and it's like, okay, then they want to send you flowers and shit. Mm-hmm. Or, like, say they had a gift that they were planning to give you and then they decide to give it to you anyway. But it's something expensive. It's like jewelry or something.
I would just be like, nah, you can keep that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And even, like, for me, if somebody is trying to take something back they gave me, I'm just so ahead. Like, I could buy the shit myself for real. So, here you go. If that's going to make you feel better, mm-hmm. here. Because we're not going to go back and forth about a gift that I can buy myself.
Right.
Because I'm not asking for shit back. Because I don't give a fuck. I gave it to you out of my heart, out of good faith. Mm-hmm. Out of because I want you to have this. You know what I mean? So, other than that, like, no. Like, at this day and age, at this time. Now, you know, back in the day, like I said, you know, I don't when did you, you know, did a little cup, turned up a little bit, bust some windows, you know. I remember, I had broken up with, me and Ethan's father had broken up, mm-hmm. right? He was supposed to watch Ethan for me because I had to go to work at AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Young as shit. I'm getting ready for it. Now, mind you, I had just talked to him. But, you know, we still in the midst of the pettiness because we mad at each other. You mm-hmm. breaking up. And you fucking all these bitches. You mad at me because I'm talking to a nigga, all this, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we broken up, whatever. So, he wasn't answering the phone. So, I'm like, I know he about to make me late. You got to get this baby. So, I drive over there. And so, of course, he was in there with a bitch. And I was super, I would start banging on this car, you know, waking the whole neighborhood up. It's 7 in the morning. Everybody gonna get up. Everybody. So he come outside, you crazy bitch. I, yup, crazy bitch. Come the fuck outside.
And get, you know, this baby.
And I'm like, dude, I don't care what the fuck you doing in there. Like, you possibly, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I just feel like, you know, when you're young, you just, your emotions, you don't have control of them. When you're older, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a fuck about that little bitty shit.
Because,
like, looking back on that, like, now who I am, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I would have just, you know, took my baby to my mama or whoever and went on about my business. Or mm-hmm. I had to call out of work. But I would have never showed up, went over there. You know, it can get very messy and petty when emotions are still involved or it just happened. But as you grow older, you grow wiser. So even if it was just a breakup, and like you said, for Valentine's Day, you know, for me, I would feel uncomfortable mm-hmm. taking something from you, like jewelry, and we just broke up. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Like, keep it, because I don't want you to think anything or and feel like,
yeah,
you know, that's another leeway in the door or
right. And that's my thought process. Everybody doesn't think that way though, and I've realized that, and I'm just like, just why?
Yeah.
Like, for yeah. what?
Because my thing is like, what is that doing for us?
Right, nothing.
Like, lingering, like keeping a door or like swinging open, and then I'm gonna close it, and you gonna open it again. I'm like, oh hey, thanks for this, and I'm like, so, no.
Right, on and off breakups. Yeah. So I've never, y'all know me, when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Ain't no on, mm-mm. off. Once it's off, oh bitch, it's off.
Yeah.
Closed.
Mm-hmm. Seal, sign, and deliver.
Okay. Don't you dare.
Mm-hmm.
pour concrete on that motherfucker, because ain't nobody getting in here ever again. Facts. Like, we're done. But a lot of people do tend to, like, do the back and forth dance. And I really don't understand it. Like, so really thinking, like, the healing process. Like, how is that helping you if you are constantly, like, back and forth? You're constantly in contact. You're constantly doing all of this. Because it's, like, you may feel this way. You know, you may be comfortable, but the other person may not be. Mm-hmm. And if they're not comfortable and you're not communicating effectively and you're not telling them, like, okay, this is not what I want, but, I mean, you're still here, so.
Yeah.
And then you fall back into relationships. Not even because you really want to be, but just because you never broke that habit. Yeah. Like, you never fell out of the pattern of spending all this time with this person. So, taking time to heal. Like, what do you feel like is a good healing process? So the breakup is over, mm-hmm. everybody's done, ain't nobody being messy, mm-hmm. all the gifts have been returned, mm-hmm. everything's been given back, we're good, we decided we're not on and off, it's officially done. How do you start the process of
I feel like
healing?
For me, especially if you don't have kids, like, it's just out of sight, out of mind, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need to know anything about you. You don't need to know anything about me. Don't call and check on me or anything like that. Let me heal and get through this first.
Right.
I wish you the best, but let me wish you a best from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like you said, that's what's going to help with the process, because how can you keep opening the door for somebody and expect to move on or expect, you know, to heal? You can't if you are allowing one foot in and one foot out. Like, no. Because you, even you calling, hey, what's up, texting me, how we doing? We're not doing none of that. But I tell somebody straight up, like,
alone.
And then see, because I'm cool with my exes, and but, like, let me get over that.
Let me process first.
Mm-hmm. And, like, let me get over it. Like, let me do what I do. That's just how I personally do things. Like, all that, oh, we gonna keep in touch. No, we not doing none of that until I'm ready to do any of that.
Right.
Because I need to fully close this chapter. And for me, it's closing you out of my life.
Right. I'm the same way.
I'm null and void.
Out of sight, out of mind. Like, I don't want to see you on social media. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see nothing. Like, I don't need nothing triggering those emotions or thoughts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I find that me spending time by myself, being a serial relationship girl in the past, knowing that I need time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this time around, that's what I did differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, because before it would be like, okay, well, I'm going to find a new nigga to mm-hmm. occupy my time because mm-hmm. I have free time now. So, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go hang out with this person and do this. But I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, honestly, that's really helped a lot of the growth that I've experienced in, like, the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I really took the time to, like, sit
mm-hmm.
with these feelings. So, when I did get lonely at night, because, you know, you live with somebody, you're used to somebody being there. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. when you get the urge to, like, reach out and, like, oh, can somebody come spend time with me? I would force myself to be like, no.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Go get a book.
Mm-hmm.
Get a journal.
Yeah.
Go meditate. Do something other than reaching for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, break that tie.
That habit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I just think that you gotta... That's number one for me. Like you said, out of sight, out of mind. And then it's forcing myself to feel my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing I think that people don't really do is to sit back and kind of evaluate the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, look at the course of the relationship, right?
Yeah.
See how things progressed. And then once it got to the end, like, see, okay, these are the things that were, like, the deal breakers mm-hmm. at the end. How do we get here?
Yeah.
So you can avoid doing that in future situations.
Right.
And it teaches you more about yourself.
It does. Because people got to understand, too, it's two people in a relationship. So it's not just one person to blame. Don't get me wrong. Yes, one person can ultimately fuck it all up. You know what I mean? If they were just, like, dogs. But mm-hmm. if it was just somebody where it's just something like communication and both of y'all were just bad at it or stuff like that, you do have to hold yourself accountable and be like, you know what? Like, for me, it was, like, feeling like I ain't let nobody in, you know? And I could admit that, you know? I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, it just is what it is. I'm just over it. But you have to not give up on certain things and be open to, you know your flaws. So, it does teach you. It definitely teaches you.
If you allow it to.
Yeah.
Because I think some people get so caught up in repeating the same patterns that they don't even take the time to really, like, see, mm-hmm. like, what role did I play yeah. in this? Cause, and that's for me, too, because I'm always the people pleaser. Like, I be trying to give people the benefit of the doubt and, like, do all of this. And mm-hmm. that may not necessarily be what you need. And I'm reading the book, The Mastery of Love, I was telling you now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really stood out to me was talking about how, like, creating the perfect relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And it really starts with self, for one, but knowing what you want and what you need for real. Yeah. Like, for real. Like, what do you really want?
Yeah.
And being able to see that in other people. And if you don't see that in another person, then you have to be conscious enough and strong enough to stop it yeah. before it goes any further. Like, yeah. okay, this isn't what I want. Instead of trying, because what we have a tendency to do is, like, try to groom people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, you want to, oh, I'm going to teach you how to mm-hmm. do this, or I'm going to show you how to do this, mm-hmm. I'm going to, but if that's not who they are, and yep. that's, they're not who you need, because right. that's, they can't give you that.
Exactly.
And then you breed disappointment when you expect this from them and they can't give it to you. But that's not who the fuck they are.
Right. Right.
Like,
and you can't make somebody be different. You just
right.
can't.
And it my issue was, I always say that I would be like, oh, they're such a good person. Yeah. You know? Like,
but people can be a good person but not be for you.
Right.
And not make you happy.
And that is a really big lesson that I've learned.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah. And I tend to isolate. Like, I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to talk to nobody. Like, just all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. I gotta read that book. Y'all go check it out, too.
It's definitely interesting. There have been a few different things that have kind of stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, that, so far, because I'm not done with it
and
yet.
And he writes some amazing.
He does.
Yeah.
If you've ever read The Four Agreements, it's the same author.
Yeah.
But awesome. Now I want to read the other ones, too.
Yeah, me too.
That's on my bucket. Oh, my, not bucket list. I'm not dying. You're not dying, bitch. Damn. That's on my to-do list for 2020 is to read more.
Read, yeah. Me too. Look at all these books I got.
Girl, I'll be buying books and don't even read them.
It's a mess.
But I did finish The Vanishing Half.
The what?
The Vanishing Half.
Was it good?
It was. It was good.
Yeah. I've been in a couple of book clubs and then I just be so busy I don't. But I didn't even make time to do that too. For sure.
But yeah. Do you have any other thoughts? Like, what, like, and what do you see? Do you feel like you grow from breakups?
If you allow yourself to. A lot of people can tend to be the same person, but I do feel like mature mindsets, you will allow yourself to think, listen, hear, and see, you know, everything in the perspective of everything that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like you definitely grow.
I just feel like I wish.
Did it just sucks because you have to go through.
Yeah. I just wish I had known that before. Like, but I'm glad I realized it now. Some people go their whole lives without realizing
yeah.
it. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were able to figure it out, make it work.
Yeah.
Get all of those things together and just reflect. I think that's the biggest thing. And people like to point fingers. Nobody wants to take responsibility mm-hmm. for their own actions, but I can say that because I know that I am not always the most communicative person.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to bottle things up mm-hmm. and I will hold on to them until I fucking explode.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
She's lost her mind. But it's that's my fault.
Yeah.
And then communicating my needs effectively mm-hmm. as well has been a really big breakup lesson. But I'm cool with all my exes, so.
Yeah.
I don't have no problems.
Yeah, me too. I don't got no problems with nobody.
I don't have nobody that hates my
fucking
guts.
You just go, you know, you go through shit.
Where they see me, they're like, ugh, this bitch.
Right. You just go through shit, you learn as you go and grow. You know what I mean? I feel like when you grow with lessons, then that means a lot. Like, nobody's perfect. You're going to go through shit. you know, and it just is what it is. It's these perfect patties that think they just, you know.
I just wish there was a way that you could, like, hold up a mirror to some people and allow them to really, like, see what the fuck they got going on. Because mm-hmm. people really don't, like, they love to,
they're
like,
oblivious.
Point fingers, like, mm-hmm. you don't see this?
Right. Or people try to hide behind the fact of, like, certain shit that they can do for you. And it's like, okay, that's not what I need.
Right.
Because a lot of times that's what it is.
Especially niggas with money. They think they can buy it. Mm-hmm. Buy whatever it is.
Yeah.
Money's gonna fix it. Mm-hmm. No, the fuck it's not.
And they're used to that.
But money's not gonna fix it.
Not at all.
If you're a terrible person, money can't fix that.
Mm-mm. That's true.
But yeah, I just thought I was interesting. I was in a rabbit hole, like, reading on these different things, and, like, people were talking about their breakups. Do you have a breakup playlist? Or did you have one? I mean, because you know you all wifed up and shit now, so they got my breakup playlist.
I mean, I used to listen to a couple of songs. I remember when my first breakup, I listened to Weak all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That would ruin it. I don't want to pick good songs that I actually like.
Yeah, and I would cry every time I heard it. Yeah, but did I have, but no, not like.
I don't think I ever had like a breakup.
I didn't have a playlist, but I listened to certain songs that made me think of shit.
And I try to avoid that.
Like, I got a sex playlist.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Everybody has one. If you don't, you should.
Yeah. Sex playlist, of course, but not a breakup playlist. Fuck breakups. We broken up, bitch. Fuck you.
Okay. The end.
Fuck you. I'm out. How'd that song go? You're out of my mind. Something. I don't know. That white boy.
Oh, yeah. I know what song you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know how it goes, but I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, so, shit. That's the only fucking breakup song y'all need. I can't think of it right now.
Run it back. But yes, that is it. This feels good. I'm glad to be back.
I am
And
too.
I feel like we gotta get back in our groove.
We do.
Get there. We gotta get there.
Yeah. This was good.
Yay, guys. So, if you guys have any, like, breakup stories or, like, tips, is there anything that we didn't mention that people do during breakups or anything that you suggest? I would absolutely love to hear it because I'm always open to it. Not that I have breakups going on or anything like that, but I'm just curious. Yeah. I'm nosy.
It is curious to see. Plus, you learn from different shit. Like, mm-hmm. you know, from different people and then seeing what they've been through, so... Send it to us. Y'all know it's breakthenarrativepod@gmail.com.
No, it ain't.
What is it?
breakthenarrative1.
Oh, yeah.
@gmail.com.
I'm thinking about Instagram.
But y'all can send us DMs on Instagram, too. We don't be on Twitter like that, but I mean, you could try.
We might see it in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah, definitely Instagram and email us. Sorry, y'all. I'm thinking about Instagram.
But yes, we hope everybody has a good week, and we'll be back next week.
We sure will.
We will be back next week.
And we'll be back the week after that and after that and after that.
Yes, and we're going to keep growing and doing all the things that we had promised y'all that we were going
to
do before.
We need to do another photo shoot.
We do. Let's do it. So stay tuned.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of more stuff coming.
Stay tuned.
And really doing stuff for real this year with our podcast.
Absolutely. All right, y'all.
Guys, so I'm going to just leave y'all this. People who want to see you win will help you win. Remember that. Okay?
Ooh, amen.
People who want to see you win will help you win. Whether it's just a repost, whether it's passing out your flyers, whether it's telling you you're doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
helping you, whatever, you know what I mean? So many people are just such haters.
Mentioning your name in rooms that mm-hmm. you need to be mentioned in.
Facts.
It's that simple.
It's very simple. So, if you don't have people around you that want to help you win and see you win, you need to cut them loose in 2022. I don't know how many times I got to keep telling y'all these people raggedy. Y'all better get y'all some good ones.
And on that note...
We'll see y'all next
week. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.